You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello? Hello? If you can hear me, I'm sending this message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. La Liga was right.
Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is the Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
You may have noticed Lily Peacock's absence from the Green Desk over the past few weeks. Our usual host has been in Greece on a week-long research internship with dolphin conservation group MOM. Reporter Max Smith spoke to Lily, who's in Berlin at the moment, about what she's been up to over the period.
I've been on the island of Ohlone Sos, which is in a group of islands. They drifted off from us some time ago, so they're super green and covered in pines. The island I was on was right next to the island called Skopilos. It was filmed, so it's really, really beautiful. I was working with an NGO called the Hellenic Society for the Protection of Monk Seals, and they've been based on Ohlone Sos for about 30 years. When they started out, they just were working with rehabilitating monk seals. So they're normally solitary monk seals, live in caves around the place, and were killed off by a lot of people, like a lot of fishermen, because they were competing with fishermen for prey and things like that. So they weren't very popular on the island. Anyway, this company had been working there for 30 years, educating the public and doing a lot of good work, rehabilitating babies and taking care of everything. Anyway, about 5 years ago, they started researching northern Aegean striped dolphins and bottlenose dolphins and common dolphins in the North Aegean, where they are. There's actually not that much research on dolphins in the Mediterranean in general, so this was kind of a bit of an explorative exercise for them, because they didn't have much to go on. So they started taking photos of fins and trying to identify different dolphins and just keep track of what they were seeing and where they were seeing it, but it's taken a little while to kind of get an idea of what's going on in the area. And this is the first year that they kind of really started doing heavy research into the population, particularly the northern striped dolphin, which there is not very much known about as a species anyway.
Do we know whether these species are endangered or in any kind of threat, or is there just not even enough research for that?
I think they're listed as potentially under threat, but I don't think they're endangered per se just yet. The northern Aegean striped dolphin's doing pretty well, but the problem with studying this particular dolphin is that they're normally found at incredible depths, over 1,000 meters, so to study them is quite hard because you have to normally go out quite far to find them, and it's expensive. It's expensive to take a boat out and go looking for them in deep water, and deep water's rough, and trying to spot dolphin fins in deep water when it's lots of waves is near impossible. So the reason that this particular island is a really good study site is that on the north side it drops down to 1,200 meters within a few k's so of the coastline, so you don't have to go far out into the open water to see these dolphins. I think that's probably the biggest reason that there isn't much research on the northern Aegean striped dolphin, is just that they're mostly an open water dolphin, whereas bottlenose and common are normally coastal.
What were you able to find out then about these dolphins? I assume you found them at this spot.
Yeah, we found them the first day, which was apparently quite rare. So we went out, we were looking for about 40 minutes, which I think was the fastest time that they'd spent looking, the least amount of time they spent looking, and then found them. And essentially we were all sitting on this boat, all looking in all directions, and you just look for fins breaking the water, which honestly it's a mirage. Sometimes you think you're seeing one and you're oh my god, I've seen a fin, and it's just a wave, so it can be quite hard. But we did find them, and we found a small group of about 3 dolphins that were just foraging and moving around, and then we follow them. So we have a GPS tracker that we put on as soon as we start looking for them, and that just tracks where we're going, and once we find them, we follow them, count how many they are, we photograph their fins so we can identify them. And photographing their fins is kind of marking and recapturing. If you identify a particular dolphin and you see it again, it's oh, we've caught you know, in quotations, I caught this dolphin before, we photographed this fin before. So what they're trying to do with that is get an estimation of the population size. Like, if we're seeing the same dolphins all the time, then there's a small population in the area. But if we're seeing new dolphins all the time, then there's obviously quite a large population and we're just scratching the surface. From what the research that they've been able to do, that they believe that there's quite a large population of northern striped dolphins in the area, which is a good sign. And we did see one newborn calf and a couple of newborn year-old calves. So they are breeding, which is good. But the issue with their breeding is that generally the firstborn calf from a female will die. And that's not because of the environment, but it's because the mother's blubber is so full of pollutants from the water that when she breaks the blubber down to turn it into milk, she essentially poisons her calf. And that's a big issue for this population.
What are these pollutants in the water? Is that oil or...?
I don't think oil, because it's a hydrocarbon, because it breaks down in the water, but it'll be things like just toxic pollutants. It can be plastic that's gotten into the phytoplankton that's been carrying toxins that are attached to it. It can be all sorts of things. It's not a point source pollution, like it's not coming directly from this particular plant in the area or anything like that. It's just an accumulation of pollutants that are in the water, which can come from runoff, you know, from cities. It can come from plants, you know, dumping toxic waste. It can come from all of these sources. It's just all these anthropogenic sources that are ending up in the water, that are then ending up in the food chain, that are affecting these dolphins and other organisms in the ecosystem, which is a huge problem. And this is one of the side effects, is that most firstborn calves of northern striped dolphins are dying because of pollutants.
And so what is, I mean, obviously removing the pollutants from the water, but I mean, as part of the research to kind of, to get a better understanding of that threat and to deal with it?
First of all, the biggest part of this research at this stage is to get an understanding of just the general population, what's going on, how many are there, how are they breeding, what are they eating, when are they eating, what are their habits, like just learning their basic ecology, because essentially there's not much information on that at this point in time. So once that's understood and we can get a better idea of how the species is working and what their ecology is, then we can start to deal with problems like how's pollution affecting them, what's something that we can do to combat that, because obviously I don't think, and I'm not sure about this, but I don't think it's pollution from them ingesting it straight away, but it could be in their food source. And I mean, how do you deal with that? How do you take out pollution that the fish are eating or what the fish's food is eating? You know what I mean? Pollution, these kinds of things, like small bits of plastic that have accumulated toxins, are eaten by macroinvertebrates that then are eaten by bigger fish, and then bigger fish eat that fish, and so on and so forth. And then they accumulate in the cells of the dolphin. So dealing with that problem is a really complex issue, and it doesn't have one solution other than just not putting any more pollutants in the ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big ask to try and deal with trying to take them out of the ocean in the first place.
That was the Green Desk, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.